You're listening to a replay of Zach and Evan on Z Radio Live.
The website music station at Z Radio Live. This is Zach and Evan, and joining us over the phone is a singer-songwriter. She has been on the air with us before, and now she has a new song called Hypnotize Me, and it's been playing on ZRadioLive.com. It's Tori. Tori, how you doing?
Hi, guys. How are you? I'm well. Thank you so much for having me.
We're doing great. So, Tori, tell us about the new song, Hypnotize Me. It's a banger.
Oh, I'm glad you guys like it. It's another random result of an awesome studio night. You know, that song really came out of nowhere, but the beat was awesome, and then I came in, I started writing it. It sounded like a galaxy falling in love type of song, and yeah, that's what happened. And then we shot the video. That is the video was honestly the most fun part because it's a video game thing.
That's awesome. So, you know, as you're going through this song, what's the type of vibe that you want it to be? Because we were talking right before we went on the air and you said you love the weather outside right now. It has that summer feel. Was this trying to be like the song of the summer?
This is absolutely. I'm trying to make it a song in the summer. It's upbeat enough. It's fast enough. You can sing along to it. It's a fun feel good song. Another fun feel good. Anybody can sing along to it.
Awesome. You were talking a little bit before about the video. For those who hadn't seen it, what goes into the video? What were kind of your ideas when you know you had the song written and then it's time to make a visual part to the song?
Well, once the song was finished, my videography team, we pretty much agreed we should make it like a video game, like something very interactive. Mm-hmm. And once you go see it, you'll see I'm player one, you know, somebody else is player two. And it's just, yeah, it was definitely fun. Did you guys get to watch it yet? You saw it?
I did. I had a little peek of it. It looked really sick. Honestly, it had that like cool kind of futuristic vibe to it.
And
exactly. It definitely really awesome. And it's a great little thing. And also, you know, talking about accolades too, you just won an award at the Garden State Film Festival Mistletoe, which was another video you did. Tell us a little about that and how you won that award and what went into that.
That was a very fun night because my team told me that, you know, we were attending the award show, but we did not know until we got there that we were nominated. So as we're going watching the show, and they called us up, it was honestly a shocker. But
you went to the award show without even knowing that you were nominated?
We had no clue. We wanted to go feeling that it would be a lovely networking business, which it was. And on top of that, we won an award. So that was something, and that was so cool.
Well, yeah, I'm sure it helps to network, I think, when you go to a show or an award show and not only just there, and when you win, I think it helps a little bit more too.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Exactly. I think if I'm going to an award show, I'd know if I was, you know, I was nominated for something, but damn, that sucks. Well, when you got there though, and you found out you were nominated, were you like just watching the show, or did you find out from like a flyer or something?
My face and my videographer's face were like, "What?" It was cool. My manager, she caught the moment right on time. Like, I gotta show you guys. But it was so sweet, you know. Like, and that's the first of many. You know, so many awesome things are coming.
So you obviously didn't have a speech prepared for it. I mean, did they ask you to say anything to the microphone?
No, luckily not. That would have been funny. I think I would have just smiled and like waved to everybody. Like, hey.
Hey, thank you.
Appreciate the award. You didn't tell me I was going to be nominated.
But shout out to God. No, shout out to God to State Film Festival. It's a new family now. I love it.
Yeah, that's great. And now you have to defend your award now. You know, you're the reigning award winner, so you have to make sure you're there next year, ready to go.
Yeah. What's the plan? What's the plan for
your
nominee
first?
Yeah. What's the plan for next year? Is it this video? You think you're gonna not send this one in?
Man, this one, I honestly think this one's gonna catch on. I think people are really gonna tune in for this one. Everybody has to definitely go watch this one. It just hypnotized me. It's a robotic feel good summer song. And that's that. It's going to be awesome.
You, You seem to write songs that have very specific vibes, and I think that's something that catches on with a lot of your listeners. You also have another one coming up that, you know, that kind of sequences, you know, the feeling of love and the vibes of love, and that's a song that's your song that you're working on. It's going to be a wedding song. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. The name of the song is Happily Falling, and it is exactly that. It's a wedding song or an anniversary song. It's something you would play, you know, once the bride is coming down the aisle. You know, it's definitely a romantic feel. My team also feels like it has a Disney feel as well. I can't wait for you guys to hear it.
That is amazing.
Like a Disney princess feel.
you kind of expanded into different types of genres now since, you know, we originally talked to you about your first song too, and now, you know, you're going into wedding songs in a sense. You know, do you kind of feel like there's an area where you're more excelled at genre-wise?
Honestly, I don't think so, because I can't say that I have a specific genre as an artist. You know, all of my music is a theme-based. So I love to tap into different ideas, different topics, different themes, different all of that. I don't want to box anything. And I don't want to box you guys' ears either. I want to keep mixing it up for you guys, keeping it interesting.
Yeah, I know. When Jack said Tori's coming back on, I'm like, perfect. She must have something new to show to us, and it's going to be exciting to have her back on. And it's always great to talk to you.
Yes, and it'll be great because we're going to hear her new song right now, Hypnotize Me. Tori, again, you want to lead this one in? Is there anything that listeners should be listening in for when they're hearing the song?
It's a robotic love song. You're going to want to dance. You're going to want to share. You're going to want to watch the video. You're going to love it. It's a feel good. It's the sun's coming out. It's getting warm out. So let that love hypnotize you.
We'll let the love hypnotize us here on Z Radio Live. Tori, thank you so much for joining us here again on Zach and Evan. We appreciate it. We love you. Can't wait to see what you come out with the new song too as well. But here is Hypnotize Me by Tori on the WebTip Music Station, Z Radio Live.
Miss the show? Catch Zach and Evan every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern on Z Radio Live.